94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Wanda Coppedge, and this weekend, starting tomorrow at Foxwoods Resort Casino, a wonderful, hilarious woman is going to take the stage. She goes by the name of Samore. Give me some more.
Yes.
And I have her on the phone with me right now. Samore, how are you? What's going on?
Everything is lovely. Everything is going wonderful. I have one name. That's Samore. I love it.
And I like saying, give me some more, or you want some more.
It's wonderful.
So
yes.
You're coming back to Connecticut. We are happy to have you back.
And I love coming that way. I don't get a chance to come enough, but I do make my rounds at least once a year or once every other year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell us about where you're
going
to be.
Mm-hmm. So tonight I'll be at the Chicopee in Hukilau. At the Hukilau in Chicopee. And Friday night I'll be at the Foxwoods. I think that's my first time at that venue. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm excited to be coming both places.
Absolutely. You plan on doing any slot machines while you're up that way, Foxwoods?
You know, I am such a sore loser. If I lose my money, I will be mad for a whole week. Like, I start thinking about all the stuff I could have bought.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm a poor sport. I think if you're a poor sport, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, I'm a poor sport. It just lingers on me.
I know that's right. I do the same thing. Penny machines for me all day long.
Now, that's slow pimping. I can't slow pimp. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to jump off in the traffic. I'm not going to sit up on the penny machine, though.
Okay.
It is going to be wonderful. We're going to do what grown people do. We're going to drink a little liquor, tell a few lies. You know what I'm saying, but we're going to have a good time.
And for tickets, you can go to our website, 943WYBC.com, and you can find the link there or go straight to foxwoods.com. And I was on Facebook earlier, and I even saw a link from Facebook, Foxwoods, to purchase tickets. So you have many different ways to go get these tickets and support this wonderful, hilarious woman, Miss Samore.
Yes, and my day, let me tell you, I live in Miami, so I started my way to Connecticut today. I was on the plane this morning with Muhammad Ali's wife.
Mm.
She's on her way to the funeral, so I said, wow, this must go be a great weekend already, you know?
Now, speaking of Muhammad Ali, you know, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
I follow you on social media. I'm following you on Instagram. I follow you on Twitter because sometimes my days go like this. I need a laugh. And you're not just funny on stage. You're funny on your social media sites
as
well.
And I try not to be. I try not to be. I really don't. I don't do jokes on there, but I just try to speak my mind every now and then. I tell people I am 40, so I don't post every day. I got stuff to do.
Well, you just recently posted a meme. You know, it's in respect to Muhammad Ali's passing. You go to work today and you punch somebody in the face. You punch somebody in the face. And
yes.
I'm like, Samore is too crazy. Now,
yes.
You are on social media. Just like I said, I'm on social media. And, you know, there's always something going on. Something's always trending on social media. So I want to do something special with you. Pick your brain just a little bit to give my listeners right now a little glimpse of what they're going to get when they come see you at Fox Theater on Friday, So tell me what you think about these trending topics. When I say to you, Beyonce's Lemonade album.
I absolutely love it. I say I mix lemonade and Kool-Aid together. Exactly. I love it. And I'm not even one of those people. I'm not even curious if it's about Jay-Z. I just like the message altogether. Beyonce is giving us good bipolar. You know, she be like, I ain't sorry. And then she says, I'm sorry. You know, like, it's like, I ain't sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What's going on? Like, yeah.
Or is you ain't? Exactly. But you know what?
Right,
it makes
good bipolar.
Good music, too. All right.
Of course.
The remake of the miniseries Roots.
I'm not watching it.
And why is that?
But I'm not watching it because I've seen the first one. I think everybody should see it at least once.
Right. Okay.
You should see it at least once. But if you've seen it the first time, you good.
Okay, because it'll get you mad all over again.
Well, I won't watch it because I have HDTV.
Okay.
And that's just too real right there. You don't need to see all that in HD. But I do think it is must-watch TV if you've never seen it. Like my little brother, I have a little brother. He's in his late 20s. He's never seen it. So I told him, sit down and watch it.
Sit down, absolutely, absolutely. My last one, Stephen Curry. There's a girl floating around social media. Have you seen this photo of this woman?
Oh, shit. How did they catch that? Like, I'm just so amazed at technology nowadays. I really am. Like, how did they catch that?
You have
and, then I seen a meme today. They said, Instagram hunted this girl down in 10 minutes, and y'all still haven't found out who killed Tupac.
Ain't it the truth, like, though?
It's the truth.
We know her name and everything. Truth. Ronnie Rose. Wow. And you just need to be on your best behavior at all times. You never know who's watching.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
yes.
Funny.
This, but it's a great society that we live in. Technology is beautiful.
And it makes for good comedy. I know you got plenty of material to hit on Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm telling you, if y'all want to definitely come and have a good laugh, come out, get your tickets to see me Friday night at Foxwoods, Thursday night at the Chicopee Hookie Lau. You will not be disappointed. It's some more, the queen of comedy, a.k.a. the one chandelier. Come get your tickets and see me, and come and laugh.
Absolutely. I give you much respect because you sell out venues. You can hold a stage by yourself. I give you so much respect, some more. You are absolutely wonderful.
And I'm just passionate. I thank you, and I'm just passionate about what I do. I absolutely love doing stand-up, and I treat it like that. I treat it like a job. I'm serious about it, and I go hard for it. I love it.
And you mentioned chandelier status, so I went on, like I said, I got you on Twitter, and it says, I call myself a chandelier. I compete with no one and shine no matter what. Oh,
exactly.
You see me? Chandelier status. I love that.
Yes. You know, here's the thing. We always going to have bad days and we always going to have bad situations, but I intend to be the light in any situation. I don't care where I go. I see the good. I see the good in it. That's just the way I have to see things in order to get through. You got to see the good in it.
Absolutely.
And being the beacon of light no matter where you go.
Well, she is going to shine on that stage Thursday, Friday, this weekend. Make sure you go get your tickets, and we have the link for you on our website, 943wybc.com. Samora, always a pleasure. I absolutely love you. I am a fan.
Thank you, darling.
You're
and I'm
welcome.
A fan of you, and I'm a fan of yours, too.
Well, thank you. Now, family, you keep it locked. I have more music coming up for you after this, and make sure you go get those tickets to support Miss Samora. Back after this.